Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and so glad to be hosting tonight's call. We've got a Meet the Owners call with David Sandoval, and it's an important call. We're going to be talking about digestive health and the antioxidant effect of superfoods. Tonight's discussion is going to focus primarily on our product of the month, which is Enzyme Advantage, and also going to be talking a little bit about Revive It All. So get out your pens and paper or your iPads or your computers or however you take notes, because I guarantee you David Sandoval is going to share with you information that you've never heard before. Every Wednesday night, he shares information you've never heard before. So whether you're a nutrition expert or nutrition novice, either way, he's got some new information for you tonight. And enzymes are important. We're rolling into the holiday season, and we want to make sure that we've got that spark of life going on. So I'm going to turn the call over to our owner and founder. He is the author of the Green Foods Bible, and he's also the person who formulates all of our products, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Enzyme Advantage and Revive It All. So welcome to the line, David Sandoval.
And got a plane going by overhead helping with some music, so let me can everybody hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Yep.
Okay. No echo or anything, just making sure. Well, you know, I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. This is my favorite thing to do, is to talk about our bodies and about nature and about plants and about how our bodies and plants come together to create that thing called natural health and natural immunity and, you know, and to boost longevity and to boost the quality of our lives, and to share this knowledge with you, knowing that you're going to share it with others, that you're going to apply it in your lives, and by applying it in your lives and helping others apply it in their lives, that people all around the world, people I never met, people who never met me, people who would have otherwise suffered, are going to be and have a higher quality of life and more happiness. And so enzymes are very misunderstood. A lot of people know a lot about enzymes. In fact, most of us know a lot about enzymes. So let's cover some basic facts. Enzymes are protein, and enzymes are also catalysts. Now, a catalyst is something that helps to trigger a chemical reaction. And a catalyst is rarely a large portion of any chemical reaction. In fact, the catalyst is oftentimes the smallest portion of a chemical reaction. It is the spark of a chemical reaction. So just before a big tanker blows up, it just takes one little bit of static electricity, just one little bit of static electricity, and that entire tanker could blow up. But before that static electricity, before that spark, before that triggering of the chemical reaction, that gasoline would have sat there for years with nothing happening at all. And inside of our bodies are hundreds and thousands of chemical reactions, millions of chemical reactions, billions of chemical reactions, each and every minute of every day that are triggered by enzymes. So our body is no stranger to enzymes. All of the chemical reactions in our bodies have two things in common, minerals and enzymes. And so, when we look at various types of enzymes, this is where some confusion might cause, I guess, this is where misinformation might cause some confusion. So a lot of people, they love raw food, and I'm one of them. Love me some raw food. I just had a bunch of carrots and celery and a big salad, an avocado, and an apple I had all of those things within the last 2 hours. So I love me some raw food. And inside raw food are a lot of enzymes. Organic raw food has a lot of enzymes in it. That's why when you take a bite out of an apple and leave it for a while, enzymes and oxygen begin oxidation, and that it's going to turn brown. That's enzymolysis. That's enzyme activity starting the breakdown and the return of that apple to the soil. Because in plants, enzymes will help the plant decompose and rot and return to the soil. So enzymes trigger chemical reactions. They're like the first domino. If you don't push the domino, then all the rest won't fall. We get that. We know that. You've listened to me. Thank you. But what we misunderstand is what happens to enzymes when they go into our stomach. You see, no matter how many enzymes something has that we eat, only certain enzymes, and those would be the antioxidant type of enzymes, are ever going to make it through our digestive tract. Because in our digestive tract, in our stomach, there is some bile and some acid and a lot of very powerful enzymes that break everything down into its basic form. So if you eat food, the enzymes in the food that are digestive enzymes, they don't really benefit your body. And there's a misunderstanding that they do, because they don't really work to digest the food that you eat. They work to digest themselves when they're rotting and falling off of a tree, so they'll become part of the soil again. But it's the enzymes that we contribute through our saliva and through our gastric juices that are going to break the food that we chew and swallow down into its smallest parts. So today I want to focus on two products that are made by Purium. One of them is a digestive aid, a digestive enzyme complex. That means that there's 6 or 7 different enzymes all together, and that those enzymes are basically going to help you to digest the food that you've eaten, and that includes the breakdown of carbohydrates, that includes the breakdown of proteins, and of fats, and of sugars, and of all these other things. And so what we oftentimes realize is that the enzymes that we are taking into our body as antioxidant enzymes don't work in our stomach at all, but they work instead in our blood and in our bile fluid, like our lymph fluid. And so what we want to talk about today is the digestive enzymes that we have, because they are so unique, because they are so effective, because quite honestly, they are so amazing. Our digestive enzymes, first of all, are vegetarian. They're vegan, and they are the most effective digestive enzymes you'll ever find. In order to explain to you why and how they're so special, I've got to give you some background on how they were discovered. And so a guy I know named Chris was an enzyme expert. And the enzyme expert had studied in the United States but was taken to Japan to work on a top secret, very special project by a company named Asahi, which we might know as Asahi, or a beer company. A company that makes Japanese beer. And this was 15 to 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. I would say about 20 to 25 years ago. And Chris was working in Japan on a super secret project that would allow a brewery to brew beer in small batches right in the store that they were selling it, and for that beer to ferment and to become saleable, to go from start to finish in 90 to 110 days.
When hey, David, yes. David, you're cutting in and out, so I don't know if there's anything you can do to change that.
Okay. I'm going to go off of speaker and see if that helps.
A lot of times it might.
Okay, great. So
that's
what
way
I was
better.
Saying,
way better. Thank you.
What I was saying is that Chris had gone to Japan to work on a super secret project for a beer company called Asahi, and they were going into the business of creating micro breweries for the first time in history. They wanted to create beer on site, right where people were buying it. And that was impossible when beer took 1.5 years to ferment and become beer, because it just took too long and it wasn't worth the real estate investment to have beer there for 1.5 years, but it was worth it to have it there for 90 to 110 days. So if you could shorten the time that it took to make beer, then you could have it made right on site, not have to transport it into cities, and it was very, very chic and very cool and very profitable. And so today, everybody knows about microbreweries. They're everywhere. But if you think back, there did not used to be microbreweries. All beer was sold by big, huge, you know, companies that made big, huge batches that took a long, long time to brew. And this changed everything. And here's the way he did it. You see, during the fermentation process, which is really similar to the digestion process, during the fermentation process, remember, our bodies digest through fermentation as well, either oxidation or fermentation, and our bodies so our bodies begin to break food down, just like the enzymes in the beer begin to break food down. And so they're breaking down the carbohydrates, these enzymes are, and it takes a long, long time for the process to happen because it takes a long, long time for the enzymes to do their job. But if you could cause the enzymes to hyperactivate every time the beer changed into a different form, so the beer goes through, for people who've ever seen the way beer makes, it goes through 6 or 7 stages, and each stage, it changes the pH slightly as the fermentation progresses. So as the process progresses, the pH of the beer changes, and that was a very, very slow process. Well, this enzyme expert working on this super secret project found a way to create enzyme complexes that they added to the beer during the fermentation process, and when the beer changed pH, one of the enzymes would hyperactivate and dramatically accelerate the rate that it moved on to the next stage. And once it hit the next stage and the pH changed again, another one of the enzymes that was sensitive to that pH would suddenly hyperactivate and do a highly effective job at accelerating the process. And once that accelerated process led it to advance to the next stage, a different enzyme that was triggered at a different pH would hyperactivate, and I think you get the idea. And in this way, just like the stages of a rocket, as soon as one is done, the next one begins. You had this rapid acceleration, this rapid fermentation, this rapid creation of beer. Well, they patented that, and everybody who makes fermented beer, even today, I believe, if the patents have not run out, buys their original enzymes from a company that owns Asahi Beer Company.
because those enzymes were patented for the purpose of accelerating the rate at which beer ferments, and that was worth a lot of money. They were very, very happy with my friend Chris, and he moved back to Utah, and he started an enzyme company, of all things, thinking, wow, I was a chemist and an enzyme expert, now I learned this amazing thing. And he asked Asahi if their patent covered human digestive enzymes. They said no, only enzymes for beer processing. So he asked them for permission to apply this research that he had working for them to his own brand of human digestive enzymes, which he, of course, makes for us. So this amazing, amazing advancement in enzyme technology where vegetarian, vegan-derived enzymes are compounded and layered in such a way that as they move through our body, from our mouth to our throat, to our stomach, to our duodenum, to our intestines, and to our colon, that these enzymes are continuously being triggered and breaking down undigested and macro foods so that your body can easily digest and eliminate them. Now, what are some of the benefits? Well, believe it or not, I've seen people get tremendous relief from arthritic pain because of taking enzymes. I've seen people have tremendous relief from all types of allergies. I've had seen people have relief from gas and bloating, not to mention inability to sleep after eating, you know, for hours after eating, tiredness after eating. So, you know, having your food digested properly is vitally important. And choosing a quality digestive enzyme, one that does not interfere with your body's own digestive activities. Our enzymes work best when you chew your food well, but they work great even if you don't. But if you chew your food well and you use our enzymes, you are going to see such a profound difference in your digestion and your elimination, your bloated or gassy feelings after eating specifically foods that are high in starches, proteins, carbohydrates, or sugars. The type of enzymes, for example, that we're using, protease, which breaks down protein. Protein that's not broken down, that isn't eliminated, becomes toxic in our bodies, one of the worst types of toxins. And so this is a highly proteolytic enzyme. It also has enzymes that break down carbohydrates and fibers. A lot of times we eat really fibrous foods, but we don't chew them as well as we should, or we eat really fibrous foods, and they oftentimes could actually cause blockages if the fibers aren't broken down by our body, and our bodies don't create a lot of cellulase. So, of course, like I said, if you chew well and take our product, you have maximum digestive ability. Remember that 70% of digestion begins during chewing. 70%. So you need to give your body a break and chew your food well. We have, again, proteolytic enzymes for breaking down protein. We have, enzymes that break down carbohydrates and sugars and fats. We even have, sugars, we even have a problem in our human digestive tract when we eat starchy foods. Then a lot of times those starches become gummy and they will reduce our ability to absorb nutrients because these starches, imagine a little bit of mashed potato stopping your green beans from being digested. I mean, it isn't that hard to imagine. These starchy foods, they're so thick and gooey that they tend to take a long time to break down. And none of the other foods we eat tend to break down very well when they're in our diet. And so this is specifically designed to quickly break down starchy foods and high protein foods. We have complementary enzymes that once those starches are broken down into sugars, like fructose and sucrose and other sugars, when any of our starches from vegetables or fruits are digested, it then helps control the sugars that are created by the carbohydrates. It helps digest those properly as well. Again, if you have allergies, if you have gas and bloating, if you have arthritic pain, if you have digestive issues, these are vegan. And I've gotten some tough questions, and I love the way that sometimes a little bit of information is dangerous. So I want to explain to you that these enzymes come from, and this is scary when people hear it, they come from fungus like mushrooms, and they come from mold and yeast and these other things. And people are like, why on earth would you take a mold and a yeast and a fungus and put it in your body on purpose? These are no longer mold and yeast and fungi. These are the enzymes that are part of their biological processes. And if you can imagine enzymes that are part of these plants' biological processes, biological organisms that are very comfortable within the human body, and that is why they're so dramatically, dramatically effective. So again, these enzymes are unique. They are patented. They're not like anything else you're going to find anywhere else. You will find enzymes that are far stronger with far more varieties of enzymes. And I say, buyer beware. You do not want massive, massive enzyme activity in your body that is not created by your body. I want to explain again that enzymes are a trigger to a chemical reaction. I would never imagine that you'd describe an enzyme like soap, but soap makes it easier for the stuff to slide off of the surface that you're washing. Enzymes make it far easier. They lower the threshold. I'm going to explain this again. Enzymes dramatically lower the threshold by which a combustible or a catalytic action takes place. So when you have an enzyme, you dramatically increase the probability that your body will carry out the function that it's supposed to carry out, because the threshold for allowing that function to be carried out has been dramatically reduced by a specific protein that your body uses, like I said, like soap, to make things slide and happen real easy. And so, these enzymes are the digestive type, but we also, and I suggest, by the way, that everybody get a bottle of our digestive enzymes and a bottle of our probiotics, because the combination of the two are major immune boosters. I want to say this again. These enzymes come from yeast and mold and fungus. So this season, when you're worried about colds and flus and things like that, don't you want an enzyme that's used to gobbling that junk up in your body? Believe me, you do. Our probiotics and our enzymes, when used in conjunction, and you don't want to put them in the same capsule because they have different pHs, but when you put our products together in your body, they do major, major work together, specifically on the side of allergies. Food allergies, seasonal allergies, indoor allergies, which we're going to have a lot of right now, and colds and flus. So you definitely want to be thinking about Enzyme Advantage, vegetarian, vegan, plant-derived, highly effective, again, patented to do something that no other enzyme does. It triggers itself in different pH of the body, hyperactivating and dramatically accelerating the rate that we break down unwanted, undigested, and indigestible portions of food like fibers that otherwise would not be digested. So that we have fewer blockages, better digestion, better elimination, better immunity, and better lives. Now, the final word on the antioxidant enzyme, superoxide dismutase, is really incredible because that's an antioxidant enzyme. And that antioxidant enzyme is going to help your body to break down cancer-causing or free radicals and to eliminate those. But that's totally different than digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes and antioxidant enzymes are totally different. And you have to know the difference. So I apologize. I'm witnessing something with my eyes that I'm in a very bad part of town. I'm seeing a crime being committed in front of my eyes. I'm going to have to call this to an end, to be honest with you, because I can't let this continue to happen right in front of me. So good night, everybody. I wish there was a different way to end the call, but I've got to go, and I'll let you all have a wonderful evening. Get your enzyme advantage, and we'll talk soon.